This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Joining us is CBS's Christopher Cruz. Christopher, good morning.
Hi, Larry. I haven't talked to you since Italy.
Yes, it's been a while. Appreciate you joining me. I know there is never a single day where there isn't big news out of our nation's capital. So a couple of stories, certainly the tariff and the talk about the international court saying that the tariffs, most of them, are illegal. And then, of course, Elon Musk's days at Doge have ended fairly unceremoniously. So you pick. Where do you want to start?
Well, I was thinking when I heard about Musk on X saying, you know, I'm done with Doge. This Frank Sinatra song, That's Life. He says, so you're riding high in April and shot down in May. And I think that's kind of what's going on with Musk. He came in, he made a frontal attack on the bureaucracy. I'm a retired federal employee, and I was in the Army, and I think I understand big bureaucracies. And they're masters at the art of jujitsu. So when you attack them, they know how to deflect. They know how to basically, you know, wait you out. And I think Musk, with his the chainsaw wielding incident, when I saw that, I said that's the beginning of the end for this guy. He made, I think, the cardinal sin in Washington: never embarrass your principal. In other words, if you're a staff member, don't embarrass the senator or the congressman or the president. And I think that that's essentially what happened to this guy: is he embarrassed Trump, he hurt Trump's polling numbers, and it was just a matter of time before Musk and frankly his board of directors said, you need to come back to Tesla. Tesla was and still is in dire financial straits as a result of Musk's bad impression here in Washington.
Yes, due to his bold stance for Doge, his company suffered tremendously. In fact, he had to deal with protests and even violence. That said, now that he steps away, who steps in that role? Do we have any idea?
My guess is that Doge is dead in the water. I can't imagine that it polls well. And to cut federal spending is a difficult thing, at least on the bureaucracy. Now, obviously, the president is cutting the number of federal employees, and that has a great effect on federal spending. But the question ultimately is long term, what happens? Is there fraud and abuse in the system? Obviously, there is. But to create an extra governmental entity to kind of deal with that. And frankly, the bureaucracy, I mean, even President Eisenhower used to complain about the bureaucracy. My guess is that every president has complained about the bureaucracy. And it's only grown, of course, since Lyndon Johnson. So my guess is that we're going to increasingly hear little and little and little more about Doge.
All right. That said, let's turn to tariffs. This is significant. The U.S. Trade Court has ruled that Donald Trump's tariffs are, most of them, in their belief, is illegal.
Well, President Trump basically predicated his imposition of tariffs, is essentially taking from Congress the power to impose tariffs. If you look at Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, it says that the Congress has the power to, quote, lay and collect taxes, duties, imposts, and excises, and that includes tariffs. Trump has said that the trade deficit is essentially an emergency which allows him to take away that power from Congress and impose it on his own. But the fact is that the U.S. has run a trade deficit with the rest of the world for 49 consecutive years. And so basically this, it's now, next year it'll be 100 years since the U.S. Court of International Trade has been established. It's a specialized court like military courts, and it decides disputes over customs and international trade laws. And it is essentially, a three-judge panel has essentially stepped in and said to the president, your citing of the trade deficit as an emergency doesn't fly here. It's been imposed, it's been in effect, the deficits, as I said, for 49 consecutive years. So that three-judge panel said that's not sufficient to allow you to take away from Congress the power to impose tariffs.
Right away, there's an appeal, as you would expect, and what's the general thinking? Will this stick, the rule of this court, or is there a chance that it could be overturned?
A few months ago, I would have thought that the Supreme Court would overturn, but I think that the Supreme Court as an institution is seeing that it is under attack. Stephen Miller tweeted, the president's deputy chief of staff I think it was this morning, he said the judicial coup, he called it a judicial coup. And ultimately, just as when you attack the bureaucracy head on, when you attack federal judges and the judiciary system head on, at some point that judiciary is going to rise up. And I think many people don't really understand that the Supreme Court is a separate part of the government. It's not under Trump. It's not under a Congress. And it is going to assert its authority. Sometimes it's dominated by the president. But after a certain period of time, it's going to say, look, you know, we're not under you. We are our own masters. And I don't know this. The Supreme Court tends to defer to the decisions of these specialized courts. We'll see. It's going to go immediately to the Court of Appeals. And then my guess is the Supreme Court is going to hear this case pretty quickly.
Christopher, always appreciate your time and insight, and thank you for your service to our country.
Well, thank you, sir. Always great to be on KDKA.
Appreciate it. Christopher Cruz of CBS in our nation's capital.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.